good to have you here as we continue the conversation. You can always find out more. And please do. If you ever want to say something and comment on the program, go to stevegruber.com. I encourage you to do so. Drop me a note. If it's polite and doesn't use any of those potty words, we'll use it right here on the air potentially. Keep it clean is all I'm saying. It's a family program. Also, follow us at The Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the things the cool kids have. We've got it all for you right here. So Bernie is now mainstream. And Amy Klobuchar came in third in New Hampshire. It's a big deal for her because she was pretty close. We'll get the final percentages here in a bit for you. But when it comes to socialists leading the party just a couple of days ago, Amy Klobuchar said, bad idea. It's a really bad idea, and I can't really support that. And I want you to hear this because this gives the moderates a lane. You've got Bernie Sanders in the far left, alt-left, radical communist left wing of the party. And he's going to contain and continue to get that 20% of the vote. Then you've got, it's kind of the hopey, changey, little Mayor Pete thing. But he's not Barack Obama, let's be honest. He's not there. And then you've got the moderate wing of the party. And with Joe Biden failing badly, Amy Klobuchar could certainly benefit from that. With Elizabeth Warren failing badly, Bernie Sanders could benefit from that. But what about these two? What does Klobuchar think about Bernie? What does she think about a Democratic socialist being the standard bearer for the Democrat Party? Bite number nine, you'll find out. Bite nine, go.
I am troubled by having a socialist lead our ticket. I like Bernie. We are friends. He would tell you that as well. We have worked together on prescription drug prices and the like. But I think a candidate like me, who is able to bring in ideas and actually get them done. And as I've said so many times, if people are tired of the extremes in our politics and the noise and the nonsense, that they have a home with me. That, to me, is the ticket of winning big.
Can those freshman members of Congress in Minnesota and Michigan and Pennsylvania and elsewhere get reelected if Bernie Sanders is the nominee?
I think it'll be a lot tougher.
It'll be a lot tougher. Yeah, she's right about that, a lot tougher. I don't know if she's the one that gets it done for the Democrats or can bring them across the finish line. You know, because the problem you have right now is voter turnout. They were talking about that on CNN last night. And low voter turnout should be a big concern for the Democrats. By the time 55% of the vote was counted last night, Donald Trump had already received more votes than any Republican in history. They'd only gone through a bit over half of the votes. Voter turnout for Donald Trump is exceptionally strong. And for the Democrats, for some reason, it's getting weaker. They couldn't figure it out, but I want you to hear that. It should be a big concern. Bite number seven from CNN, the prognosticators of doom, say voter turnout for the Democrats should be a big concern, and they are right for once. Bite seven. Go.
The longer we go, everybody's fighting. And Trump then, is you know, you got to wait until July to get organized.
And Trump is building.
There's a lot for Democrats to be nervous about with the way that the primary is playing out. One of that is how long it's going to take. One of them is how the attacks are getting more pointed. And one of them is voter turnout. Unless That's we start question. Seeing, I mean, since Trump was elected, we have seen record-breaking turnout in elections that usually people ignore entirely. I'm talking about special elections for a state legislature seat. Why all of a sudden when we get to the show, when we get to the presidential primary, do we start seeing voter levels drop off to lower than 16?
Well, I don't know. What's the answer to that question?
If it goes long, let me be very clear. It is going to be a fight for the Democrat. It is going to be a fight right up to the end, tearing each other apart right up through July, which is not good for our party.
Yeah, it's going to be a contested, brokered convention almost for sure because Bernie's folks aren't going away. And I continue to tell you, you haven't even seen Michael Bloomberg's strength yet when it comes to Super Tuesday. He's likely to bring delegates to his column. By then, Bernie has a bit of a head start. Bernie leading in California by significant numbers right now. And you're going to have, like I say, the dream date. Bernie relishes the fight with a billionaire. Bernie relishes the fight with a billionaire class. It's going to be infighting. It's going to be spectacular. I'm going to love it. Get your popcorn, boys and girls. Gather around. Because Bernie and the billionaire are going to go round and round. I'm telling you, it's dream date time. Should play some romantic music for Bernie and his dream date, Mike Bloomberg. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And by the way, one of my favorite liberal commentators, the prognosticator of doom now for the Democrat Party, that being Van Jones. Van Jones saying that, well, if we don't get our act together, Democrats are in real trouble. It's bite number eight with Van Jones. Bite eight, go.
There are a lot of maybe history-making candidates, but it seems to me that in talking to voters, there's no one they see this time as a transformational candidate, or they would coalesce around a transformational candidate. Maybe it takes time to build someone who looks like a transformational candidate. I mean, you would know a lot about that, David, but I think that in talking to people, they're sort of trying to figure it out, but there isn't anybody that they say, oh, my goodness, this is the person.
Or if they feel that way, it's not sustained. So they'll feel that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like having all these kind of like crushes, you know. It's like back to junior high school, and then, but nobody actually gets engaged. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it just feels like everybody is partially able to take on Trump, but not really. So it's like you got the Avengers against Thanos, right? So, if you had Thor's this and you had Hulk's that, if you had Amy's this, if you had Pete's that. But there is no one candidate yet that feels... that everybody feels like can actually go up against Thanos and beat him.
Exactly right. The prognosticator of doom, Van Jones. Greatly appreciate that, Van. You're right, by the way. It's going to be a difficult run for the Democrats if this is the way it continues. And you would think, okay, Amy Klobuchar, maybe because she's a woman, she'll have a better shot at this. I might remind you that Donald Trump ran against a woman previously. As I recall, he won in that contest. So don't get too far ahead of yourself. Well, Klobuchar, she can pull this off. Maybe not. Maybe not. Not to mention she has a terrible reputation as being as mean as a two-headed snake that's been stepped on. Other than that, I'm sure she's lovely at the cocktail party. I don't want to denigrate the poor woman. I'm sure she's lovely when she gets her own way and she's in charge and nobody crosses her. At that point, she's just fine. Deal? All right, we're going to take a quick break here. By the way, on the program today, Jessica Ditto from the White House will be here. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Movement will join us. So much more. Don't miss any of it right here on The Steve Gruber Show.